This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today is November 30th, 2021. Here are nine stories we're following this morning. Thank you very much. First, markets were up yesterday in a recovery from Friday. They took back about 75% of the losses they had Friday. So overall, good day in the markets Monday. Second, futures in the market point down today on renewed concerns regarding Omicron. The S&P 500 futures are down almost 1% this morning. NASDAQ futures are down close to 0.5%, and we'll see how that goes throughout the day. Third, a number of initial reports on the illness show that illness from Omicron may be more mild, but the spread more significant. There's a lot to learn still. There's a discussion in South Africa about having greater hospitalizations, but fewer patients being treated for severe illness. That ultimately could be good news. We'll see how that comes out. The Wall Street Journal had a great piece on this called Omicron variant drives rise in hospitalizations in South Africa hotspot, but did say that fewer patients are getting very, very ill. There's also a great piece in Yahoo Finance titled this morning, the real Omicron fear factor that's moving the market. And that was essentially by this guy, Javier David, that said the real factor is big government lockdowns and shutdowns and so forth. President Biden did recently say that he does not expect any sort of lockdowns, but we'll see how that all plays through. The fourth thing we're watching this morning is Treasury yields. They had risen about 5 basis points yesterday, but they faltered a ton this morning. They're already down 10 basis points on concerns about slowing down of the economy. So that's the fourth story we're following this morning. So far, markets up yesterday, futures down today. Initial reports about the illness show that may be more mild, but spread more significantly. And then finally, the 10-year Treasury yield getting bad this morning, down 10 basis points to 1.44. The fifth story we're following today is a fascinating story about tax policy and what's happening in the world and so forth. The CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, sold half of his shares in Microsoft for $285 million. And that of itself is interesting. They say essentially driven by tax concerns, diversification efforts, and trying to take advantage of high market prices. Another investment strategist said Elon Musk essentially doing a similar type of thing. And the tax changes are fascinating. So, and the beauty of Nadella having liquid shares is also fascinating. He faced two sets of new taxes, 7% in the state of Washington because they're adding a capital gains tax. He also possibly faced new taxes at the federal level of 8%, which is 3% above capital gains of a certain amount and 5% over a certain amount of income. It essentially ended up with an 8% additional taxes federally. So this is 15% in new taxes between state and federal. By selling in 2021, he possibly saves nearly 15% in taxes or almost, a little bit less than $45 million or so in taxes he saves by selling now. Those are real numbers. I mean, he's still going to pay taxes of 28% or so. But if you take another 15% of that, that's real incentive to sell now versus later. Musk himself faces about an 8% in added federal taxes. There is this great concept with Musk that really he did this whole Twitter thing. Should I sell 10% of my shares or not? Should I try and do this? But a lot of people say it's really due to not that, but he's really gaming us because he really is trying to avoid taxes and trying to avoid taxes, diversify, and take advantage of a frothy market. Just fascinating to watch these things and how they really play out. The sixth thing we're watching today is Jack Dorsey, the famous CEO of Twitter, who had come back and done an incredible job as CEO, is now resigning as CEO of Twitter. He also serves as CEO of Square. He's only 45 years old. It's really amazing what some of these folks have accomplished, just crazy. The seventh story we're following today is COVID deaths were back up to 1,800 plus yesterday. The seven-day new case average is 80,000. But 216,000 new cases reported yesterday. That, again, is a misleading number because cases are overreported given that it picks up some of the holiday slack. Follow Becker's Healthcare for more information on COVID-19. Eurozone inflation hit a record annual rate this past month. So Eurozone inflation is way, way up. The ninth story we're following is, as I look at this Omicron, spread, and really any crises, I think it should remind households, companies, and governments to try and stay anti-fragile and to keep debt at rational levels. That your best defense of things going in the wrong direction is having a little bit less debt often and being a little bit more resilient. So when I see that a record number of U.S. households are taking out margin debt again, and that the U.S. government is trying to increase the debt levels. I do think that the more debt leaves institutions, nations, households with less ability to react to or sustain through a crisis. So we view the debt as very problematic. In any event, those are our stories for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Separately, we'll do issues on the tax issues facing Satya Nadella. I mean, no sympathy. He's done fantastically well at Microsoft. And separately, we'll do a podcast on COVID and what we're seeing there. Thank you so much for listening.